Hey everybody, today I want to tell you the tale of two Mexican restaurants and why one tried to sell and couldn't and had to end up closing the restaurant, and the other sold in record time for more than they were asking.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin and I'm with therestaurantboss.com as well as Restaurant Profit and Performance. And today I just wanted to shoot this really casual quick video for you and kind of tell you about this tale of two Mexican restaurants. This has been something in my mind for the last couple weeks, ever since I got a phone call that one of my clients' restaurants sold at record pace for more than they had asked for, which was really, really exciting. It was just time for them to get out of the restaurant business. They'd never been in the business before and wanted to sell. But let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to this first Mexican restaurant that I walked into about 4 years ago after they had called me. So when I first stepped foot into that restaurant, literally the concrete was drying on the foundation and I was like, oh my God, this place is gonna be a disaster. And the first question I said is, I'm like, who did you guys hire to design this place? I'm like, oh, some architect that we've done some houses with before. I'm like, has he ever done a restaurant? And they're like, I think so, but I'm not sure. And I was like, oh my God, the kitchen was too small, the bar was too small, the entryway was crowded, there wasn't enough dining. It was just a disaster. They didn't want to spend the money and change it, so they went forward with the design, and we knew we were going to struggle from day one with the design, but we put together an awesome menu, and the place started killing it day one because the food was great, but they never got it figured out. No matter how many times I met with them and trained their staff and gave them systems and gave them checklists, they would never put in the work as the owners. They just expected that their employees were going to do everything for them. And so because of that, they had huge staff turnover. They had angry customers. They were able to keep their numbers up because of the quality of their food, but eventually their lack of experience in the business, their unwillingness to listen to any of the advice that anybody was giving them, including me, their accountant, their bookkeepers, everybody, just eventually led to them getting frustrated and disengaged. And then we decided it was time to part ways because they weren't listening to anything I was telling them. Their staff was walking out every day. Every time I'd walk in there, there was different staff. So they put the restaurant on the market, and for 2 or 3 months, there was really no interest. Eventually, they had to close the restaurant. And unfortunately, they left this trail of disaster behind them because they owed everybody money in the community. They owed their landlord money, they owed staff money, they owed everybody money, and it's really a sad thing. But then there's this other restaurant that calls me the beginning of the year, and they wanted me to come down and take a look at their place because they were getting it ready for sale and they wanted to try to get as much money as possible, which is something that I do for clients. And so we went down there and I looked at it and I'm like, wow, these guys really know what they're doing. They had a really good design and I found out they worked with a great architect who designed restaurants before. Their food was great. They had recipes for everything. They had systems in place. They had checklists. They had procedures for accounting. But they just wanted to get it even tighter to get more money. So I met with their I met with their restaurant broker. We put together a plan. Within less than a day, I had a system in place for them and some menu changes where we increased their check average by, I think, like close to 30%, something crazy, because they just had some low-hanging fruit that we were able to find. We put a few more systems in place and some other things. And the point is after my 2 days there, I did some training with their staff. I did some training with them. I said my goodbyes, and then I got a phone call like 2 months later, a couple weeks ago, saying that the restaurant not only sold like in record time, like it was only on the market for like 5 or 6 weeks, but it sold for more than they were asking for, which is so cool for them because it just wasn't the right business for them. They'd never been in the restaurant business before, and it just wasn't the right business for them. But the point is it was for somebody because they had a business to sell, not just a restaurant with a bad lease. They had an actual business that could run without them because of all the systems and everything in place. So what's the point here? The point here is that one restaurant that had no systems in place at all had to close, unfortunately, early and owed everybody money. And the other restaurant that had all kinds of systems in place sold for more than they invested into it and more than they were asking for. And so I end you with this. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That first restaurant that I told you about failed to plan. They didn't work with a good architect. They didn't want to make changes from professional advice. They didn't want to train their staff. They didn't want to do the things that they had to do. They weren't taking the advice from the people that were giving it to them that knew what they were doing. They failed to plan, and because of that, they planned to fail. The other restaurant completely planned out every step of the way. They were engaged, they created systems, they worked with professionals that knew what they were doing, and look at the results. So anyways, I hope that's helpful for you. I hope that kind of gives you some more reasons as to why systems are so important, why you need the advice of professionals, why you need to plan every step of this journey in this crazy business, the restaurant business. And of course, let me know if I can help you. If you're listening to this on a podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're watching it on my website, wherever you are, either come over to my website, therestaurantboss.com, and find this. There'll be a link somewhere below the video. Or wherever you are, post a comment so that way I can answer your questions, or I should say post a question so I can help you out. Do you have any questions about planning? Do you have any questions about selling your restaurant? Do you have any questions about systems? I'd love to help you out. My name is Ryan Gromfin, and I'm with therestaurantboss.com, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.